Thanks for joining me. Racing on the Monday is at Greyville on the Poly track. Just before we move on to that programme, this has arrived in the post. Absolutely splendid to have this. A lot of studying ahead. Let's hope the form can change. It hasn't been the best of late. On the back there, 15% bonus. Don't forget about that with Hollywood Bets. 15% extra for you to fire on those deposits. Also news of on the big day, 250,000 Rand is guaranteed by Hollywood Bets. Must be won by their clientele. First prize is going to be 100K, second prize 50K, third prize 25K. So we've got that to look forward to. Wonderful card, this too. Also maximum payouts, 20 million Rand, soccer and lucky numbers with Hollywood Bets, and horse racing up to 15 million. In fact, yesterday at Kenilworth, wasn't the best of days, but I met a punter there who plays with Hollywood Bets. I introduced him to Aviator. I expected maybe he'd play 5-10 Rand a flight. He got stuck in for a grand, and that was me gone. I just said, cash out, sunshine, leave me alone, I'm on my way. Aviator, great game, but as I've said before, not for the faint-hearted. Let's go and have a look at Hollywood Bets Greyville on the Monday, the 27th of June. First race on the programme is the start of the Bipot. It's the race card www.goldcircle.co.za, run over 1,000 metres. In this race, we've got Beaded Gown, number 7, who is from the Mike de Kock yard, returning from a 74-day rest. This horse is quoted at 2.86 to 1 with Hollywood Bets, opened at 3.83 to 1, dislodged the jockey last time out. But on what has been shown to date, must certainly have a chance back after the rest. So there is respect there. Guess Getterix is number 8 on the programme. The sources run second on the poly, the last two starts behind Vision of Will and Amakwa Dove. The only worrying factor for me there, 15 runners from the last two form lines. To date, there have been no winners. By the way, this horse Beaded Gown from the Mike de Kock yard is a full sister to a horse called Baubles and Beads, who won first time out on the poly track. So you would certainly expect a good improvement from the 7 Beaded Gown. You have to make that a runner. But a horse I'm interested in is over the page, and that is number 11, Get in the Queue. Mark Dixon only has the one runner for the day. Get in the Queue opened at 5.56 to 1, went sixes, is back into 5 to 1. Richard Faree is riding top of his game at the moment. Even money is available a place. And if you have a look at the first two runs, showed a lot of dash, just faded late, is now over the minimum trip, is this horse Get in the Queue. And you will also note was well supported first two times at the races. So I'm leaning to the 11, Get in the Queue in race one from the 7 Beaded Gown. Once again, we'll have the full selections at the end. We move on to race two, which is the start of your place accumulator. Get those PAs on 12:45, and of course, get your champion punters challenge selections on 5 minutes before the off of race one. Race two on the card, we've got Clean Slate, who's the favourite at 5-2. This is rather tricky. Galaxium is quoted at 4-1. That could be a very interesting runner going this distance. Number 10, Galaxium. 134-day rest. There's a comment from the stable. Working well, expecting a good run. This horse is related to the well-performed Gilded Butterflies. Number 10, Galaxian. I certainly made that a runner. Now, Clean Slate has had, well, this will be, start 10. Second run after a gelding. Clean Slate from the Garth Puller yard. I think has done enough threatening to win. You also have to like those earlier Western Cape runs, but that was some time ago. So Clean Slate at 2.5-1, Galaxian at 4-1. I do believe those are the main two in race two. So we're going fairly form in the seconds. That won't be the trait later on when we move on to those open races. Race number three is the first leg of the pick six. Now, this horse Petticoat has been costly to follow. This is the peak run after the rest and gelding. And if you have a look at the form lines, holds four of these horses on that last run, when second, just under a neck behind Action Stations. But if you go and have a look at that run, Excuse me, the usual coughing interlude. I do apologise. If you go and have a look at that run, you will see the likes of Like the Clappers, who is less exposed, was finishing 1.5 seconds faster than Pettica. I stand to be corrected. I think that equates to about 9 lengths or so. Over the page, you've got this horse, Monsieur Cheval, and that was finishing 1.4 seconds faster than Pettica. Now, this horse last time out raced up wide, has the services of Richard Faree, Paul Matchett. So a little bit of number nine, Monsieur Cheval, in race number three, and also Like the Clappers, then National Dream. So I'm going to bypass Pettica this time, although it holds those previously mentioned horses on form. That is the third. As we go on to race four, the fourth race on the program, halfway through the card. This is a merit-rated handicap. It's a merit-rated 80 handicap, is race number four, Running Rifles. Looks like we've seen some fairly lively support at the moment, with Hollywood Bets is quoted at 18 to 10. Opened 5 to 2 and 3 to 1 is now 18 to 10, is Running Rifles. That one has been threatening to win recently. Richard Faree is the rider. Seamaster number 1 is at 4 to 1. And then after that, they're betting 4.5, 6 to 1 and Better the Balance. I'm going to take my chances here with a horse called Mr. Pigalle, who is from the Peter Musket Yard. He only has the one runner. Beaten a length and a quarter by Running Rifles, is 2 kgs better off. Mr. Pigalle is currently at 7.1, 4 to 1, a win, and a place is just under 13 to 10. I thought that was perhaps a nice each-way bet, Mr. Pigalle, in this field of nine in race four. Second, I'm going to go with the eight, Running Rifles, then the seven. We move on to race five, www.galloptv.co.za. That's run over 1,400 metres. The current betting, www.hollywoodbets.net. They've got Voldemort, who's quoted at 3.57 to 1. Open 4.55 to 1 is now 3.57 to 1. Richard Faree has a host of good rides. And this horse, Voldemort, was a winner last time out. Was the grey under Richard, back aboard for Vaughan Marshall. So Voldemort is the current favourite. I thought this was a rather tricky handicap. You've got Runaway Song, who's at 4.55 to 1. I liked a bit of Bloomington, number 3 on the card, with Voldemort. Those two were the top two for me. The 8 from the 3. And then after that, bit of a roughie, a horse called Master of Law. I also put in the race the 6 on the card. I see Muzi Yeni riding that one for Paul Lafferty. The merit rating has come down, and I thought could just improve if taking to the surface. That's race 5. Race 6 is the Track and Ball Gaming, Fillies and Mares 88 handicap. In race 6, now it gets very open as we go on to races 6, 7 and 8 to finish off this meeting. Petra is at a price of 4.55 to 1. Number 1, Petra. Number 2, Lady Yusra is 4.55 to 1. McKenna Sky, 4.55 to 1. We've got three horses sharing favouritism in race 6. It is the Polly debut, but I like the form of number 3, Lee Express. Fabian Abibba, some very nice runners on the card. Kelvin Abib has the ride. Lee Express is 7.14 to 1, has gone out from 6.25 to 1, but I'm sticking with that one, and a placing in the region of 15 to 10. Second choice is going to be the 6, then the 1. 3, 6, 1 in race 6. Race 7 is run over the 1,200 metres. The 7th race, you've got Desert Pride at 5 to 1. The source is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, is now racing with the Garth Puller Yard. First run for the new stable. My selection here is a horse I've been for time and time again. I'm going to give it one more chance. A horse called Hatter, who is number 2 on the card. Mace Roberts, Rachel Wernicke, they team up. Hatter is at a price of 8.33 to 1, has eased out from 7.14 to 1. But once again, it's a wide open race, with the favourite quoted at 5 to 1. And then you've got 17.5 to 10, a placing. So it's 2 Hatter for me from the 1 Desert Pride, then the 3 Corner Crusade, 2-1-3 in race 7. Race 8, the finale. There has been money for this horse called Gimme a Lullaby. We've also gone for that one before from the Yogis Govender Yard. Gareth Wright has the ride. Last time out, when this horse ran, they fitted the tongue tie. It was a much improved effort. Drawn at pole position, Gimme a Lullaby. There has been support in the betting, as mentioned, from 7.14 to 1 through 5 to 1 into 4 to 1. It's still early doors. 6.25-1 about Kylie's Fate. So Gimme a Lullaby is currently topping those boards. Must be a big runner. I like a horse who is returning from a 64-day rest and is back against her own sex, because if you have a look at the last two runs, actually she ran well against the Colts and Geldings. Global Secret, though, has gone from 10 to 12.5-1 in the betting. A place is at 2.75-1. I'm marginally going to go with Global Secret in front of the one, Give Me a Lullaby. And then for third, the 8, Looking Hot, who I certainly would also include in your bets come the last race on the programme. Interestingly enough, on Wednesday, we in the Western Cape, let's hope it's a better meeting. It could be Horses for Courses, because we will be off to Durbanville, off to the country track. I'll see you then. All the best, sunshines. Thanks for joining me. Hit them hearts.